The Journey of My Heart, Passages from the Diary of a Pilgrim to Sri Ramanashramam. On arriving at Sri Ramanashramam on 5th of December 1982, I was given room number 16 in the guest compound across from the ashrama. Beside me was the room of Ramaswamy Pillai, who had come to Bhagavan in the 1920s. Throughout my first night at the ashrama, I often heard Ramaswamy burst into songs of devotional fervor. 6th of December 1982. Ramaswamy Pillai was leaving his room after yet another outburst of song. I accosted him saying, "Swamiji, I enjoy your bhajan any hour of the day or night, 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. He laughed and gave a humble pranam, moving his head from side to side. He began to walk away. I asked him to wait and brought him the portrait of Sri Bhagavan, done by my friend back in New York, Madeleine Lorio. To me, Madeleine's drawing was especially beautiful, capturing the feeling of Bhagavan's overflowing love. From the way Swami scrutinized it, I could tell he had some trouble seeing. 'What is this?' he asked. 'A drawing of a person?' I explained it was a picture done by a devotee in New York City, but also hard of hearing. He had trouble following me. He seemed to think it needed some work and said, 'It is all right. If a person thinks of even a stone as God, he realizes him from form to the formless. But stick to the formless. The forms will change, go away.' The Swami's words went straight to my heart. Did he know that during this visit to Sri Ramanashramam, I was feeling the absence of Vishwanatha Swami and other friends so keenly? He handed back the picture and I placed it on my head. Yet I wondered about this man who, with sight and hearing limited, spoke so appropriately to my need. 9th of December 1982. Following Pradakshina, on my way to lunch, I dropped into Ramaswamy's small room. I had been moved out of room 16 and put in the German cottage at the end of the guest compound. "I miss hearing you sing," I told him. "Can you hear me where you are?" he asked. "No, but before I could hear every word." Then he said, "I don't sing always. Inspiration must come. One may do stotra daily. Also, if you ask me to sing, I can, but it will not be so sweet." He explained he had been feeling weak. Ramaswamy asked me whether I had received some initiation and practiced some mantra. "Yes, from Sri Bhagavan, in a dream." "Oh, did he tell you to keep it a secret?" he asked with interest. "Was it to take his name or that of Arunachala?" "No, it was to practice self-inquiry." "And can you do it?" "Not very well." "No matter, you must persevere." Taking note of my photo of Sri Bhagavan, Ramaswamy remarked, "I see you keep this with you. In Samadhi, the eyes may be closed and there is no thought. However, Samadhi is also experienced with eyes open. Sri Bhagavan was always in Samadhi. One may look into his open eyes and experience, with eyes open, the same state. In that state, all the senses are alert, yet are not traveling outward. The mind is calm and one is aware. One may engage in some activity in that state. A child may be about to fall and you could catch the child. Still, with a calm mind, activity is no hindrance." About Pradakshina, he said, Now, because of problems with my legs, I must take a rickshaw, but to walk is better. The moment I think of it, I go, sometimes in the middle of the night. 9th of December, 1982, afternoon. Kunjiswamy and I sat for a talk on the porch of a new guest house on the west side of the ashrama. He asked me what practice I do, and I described our routine in the New York City ashrama and my present employment. He then said, keep your mind calm at the feet of Bhagavan. Take no thought about the ashrama, that is Arunachala ashrama, and have no concern for its growth. If Sri Bhagavan wills, it will grow. You need not worry about it. The body is itself an ashrama. For that ashrama, only a small hut is necessary. So saying, he took my leave. Evelyn Casillo, Sapphire, to be continued.